what is happening is the footpath, the new footpath there, has been sinking, dropping down into the river itself, which is a 2-3 metre drop at least. But now I've noticed that the side of the road is also collapsing, and I, along with a local resident, we put up some signs and cones there, and have obviously contacted the council urgently. But I'll just be appealing for anyone, especially large vehicles or lorries coming along, if they happen to meet at that location, there's no doubt a vehicle would drop down into the river at that place. Now, it is extremely dangerous.
Are we looking at the potential of having to close that road for immediate works to take place?
There's no doubt about that. They may get away with traffic lights and one lane of traffic at the moment, but if two vehicles were to meet there, it's quite narrow with the new footpath that was made there. There's a very high embankment on one side, which means that the wheels of a lorry or a van would certainly collapse. There's absolutely nothing holding it. It's been undermined there very recently by the severe flooding, and has covered that entire road. But this is something I had raised recently in some residents, that there appeared to be subsidence within the footpath, but now the whole thing is just sitting on an edge, and it's just ready to collapse, including the side of the road.
And as you said, the structural integrity of that whole area has been undermined by the floods, and that's going to speed up any problems, and that does seem to be the situation this afternoon.
Absolutely, and that's appealing for people to avoid that particular road in the short term. The council can get out and put up signage, and obviously maybe do one-way traffic, or they may have to close the road.